You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are visiting with Bob Bova, the President and Chief Executive Officer of Vanguard Voice Systems, the innovative provider of AccuSpeech Mobile Voice Solutions. In addition to his leadership of Vanguard Voice Systems, Mr. Bova has over 20 years experience successfully leading high technology organizations to surpass corporate goals with special competence in entrepreneurial, startup, rapid growth, M&A, and public companies. Bob, a pleasure to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me, Eric. I appreciate it.
Hey, you're welcome. So, Bob, there's a lot of news and market visibility about voice technology with the introduction of consumer services like Apple Siri and Microsoft's Tell Me, and call center voice technologies using automated voice to replace the overhead of live operators. Where does Vanguard Voice fit in the mix? What markets do your voice solutions serve?
Well, Eric, Siri and Tell Me are pretty complex cloud and intense server-based technologies specific for consumers. Siri, for instance, has, a consumer-based personal assistant, basically. And you've got other companies like Tell Me, Microsoft's Tell Me, that do different types of server voice answering for different types of organizations. Vanguard really works specifically with the enterprise to voice-enable applications for eyes-free and hands-free implementation, and we really focus on what I would consider work applications, whether it's in the warehouse management area, mobile inspection, maintenance and repair, people who are out doing their job who want to be able to interface with their software vis-a-vis a voice interface. We have the technology that allows them to build that custom interface so that it's an option to not just having to push keyboards and look at screens. So what we try to do is we allow for voice navigation, data collection, data access, and also having the application speak back to the user so that there's a confirmation of capability and also of success. So again, where most folks are interested in utilizing voice for consumers, we really focus on business work applications, what we consider industrial applications. So that's the big difference. Plus, we're device-based and all those other applications are really cloud-based and server-based, even though we do empower cloud applications because we can voice-enable specifically at the device. That's what separates us apart, really, from pretty much everybody else that's out there.
So it sounds like you've redefined the meaning of hands-free and eyes-free, haven't you?
Well, we've really tried to deliver on that promise. It's something that a lot of the more legacy voice vendors have tried to pin their wagon to that star. What we've really tried to do is really increase productivity by providing a device-based voice user interface. This allows a real functionality for a voice and speech interface to increase the functionality, productivity, and worker safety for existing applications. So many times we will go in and take a look at the workflow and the business case of each individual customer and provide consultation on exactly what would be the best usage of a device-based voice interface for specific applications. And we can provide a lot of input. Changes are very, very easy to make once they start working with it and understand, the actual capabilities there. So what we really want to do is keep the focus on the task, keep the ability to update the back-end systems, and also give the worker, the best support that they can possibly get from the software by letting them keep their, eyes on task and also listening to what needs to be done next. So we found that this provides a significant increase in productivity. It also increases worker safety, but also increases the accuracy of the information. In addition, it significantly ensures the workflow that is intended, so that there are what I would consider measures that you can say, this is the exact order I want this to go in, this is exactly the thing I want you to do, this is exactly the range of acceptable responses. So with this type of a method, it becomes a much more measurable and precise functionality that companies can see exactly how well their workers are doing their job, as well as how they can improve their workflow process down the road. So there's a lot of interesting capability that bubbles up to the surface when people really start to understand the power of that custom VUI for those individual applications.
What types of mobile workforce applications can best take advantage of your voice solution?
There's quite a few, but again, we talked a little bit about some of the industry segments that we're in. For instance, if they're delivering and repairing equipment, again, maintenance and repair, airlines and trucking have large workforces and independent organizations that all they do is repair, you know, fleets of aircraft and trucks. Utility industries, workforces that really depend on mobile inspection and repair. Our key market right now, the one where we're experiencing our fastest growth, is in warehouse management. There are so many Fortune 500 companies that have spent all kinds of resources to have specific capability for their everything that's in their WMS, their warehouse system, the inventory, cycle count, refresh, delivery, in-store. So while they may have a back-end WMS system like a Manhattan Associates or a High Jump or a Red Prairie or a Bellhawk or a CDC, a lot of the companies will take that and really customize it to their individual usage so that they can get the absolute nth degree out of the capability of that software. That's where we come in, because we can voice-enable customized implementations, and we can also voice-enable off-the-shelf-based implementations without the need of a great big server that's going to sit in the middle and cost a lot of money to integrate to back-end WMS. We do everything at the device. So whether it's a custom-based application or off-the-shelf, we can provide a VUI for that application on that device. So it will allow you to do everything from transportation, direct store delivery, facilities, asset management, I mean, security, first responders, anything. And our ability to be that flexible really differentiates us from just about anybody else in the space.
Today we are joined by Bob Bova, the President and Chief Executive Officer of Vanguard Voice Systems, the innovative provider of AccuSpeech mobile voice solutions, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. What additional value have you achieved using voice-controlled applications?
I think that there's actually two that really spring to mind. With the ability to have a voice-enabled application and the ability to, at any time, for instance, ask for help or to slow it down, we've found that in a lot of the industries that we're in, there's a lot of seasonal working. There's a lot of people that come in, for instance, at our customer like Cabela's or Vanity Fair VF, that do a lot of clothing manufacturing. They will bring in a lot of seasonal workers, whereas before, if you wanted to utilize the picking and inventory systems, you would be joined at the hip by one of the best workers in the warehouse so that they could show you exactly how to utilize different types of handheld barcoding devices and how they would interface with the application. With voice, one of the biggest benefits we found that we never really thought of up front, you can put this headset on, put it in training mode, and have that person really start to be effective by the end of the first day, because the ability for the voice user interface to be in a training mode or to be able to ask any question at any time, and if you get stuck, go back, refresh, say again, really allows companies to say, here, just put this on and you're going to be an expert, you know, in a day or two. That allows their, you know, their critical workers to continue to do their job, but also is very, very efficient in spinning up new workers very, very quickly so that they can utilize, you know, what are very complex systems. So that's probably one of the biggest additional values, that and worker safety. They can keep their gloves on, they can keep their goggles on, they can keep, there's all, in terms of if they are in a dangerous or critical environment, all that safety equipment can stay on as long as you have a headset, because now you can just interface with the software vocally. And that's one that, so I would say training and safety are probably the additional value propositions that we've brought to the fore that we really hadn't focused on in the beginning.
Where are your customers using your solutions today?
Pretty much everywhere that we focused. In the WMS warehouse management, we have some wonderful customers like Cabela's Outfitters, Shopko, VF, that are utilizing it for various different types of implementations, a cycle count refresh, pallet picking. Black & Decker is another one. We're just starting a real nice project with them, specific to case picking. So in the warehouse management, we have some pretty large customers there. For in mobile applications like maintenance and repair, we have a nice mobile inspection application that we've put together for the forestry department, and they're utilizing it out in the national parks to do the management of the timber that falls. And so they have a custom hardware device that runs a Microsoft operating system, and since sometimes it gets cold at Fort Collins, Colorado, or Yosemite, or wherever they are, and very sunny in the summertime, sometimes it's hard to see the screen, they actually found us and said it would be nice if we had a voice user interface so our rangers could keep this on and without having to take all their gloves off or without having to squint to see the screen. And that's exactly what we did for them. And there were, again, there were some additional benefits as well. It became a smoother work process. The workflow went in the manner that they had requested. And it was, you know, it was a significant benefit for them, and that was a real interesting implementation, we thought.
Bob, if you could tell our listeners where they can get more information about Vanguard Voice Systems online.
Sure. Go to www.vanguardvoice.com, and remember, Vanguard has no U. It's V-A-N-G-A-R-D. That's the founders spelt it that way, and we kept it. So it's www.vanguardvoice.com.
And it does make it easy. Now, Bob, there appears to be a wide array of voice solutions in the market. I suspect that there is a great potential for customers' confusion. Is there any advice you would want to provide our audience in conclusion to help them sort out their options?
I think that that's a very good question. I think that, and we've found this now, that customers who are really interested in industrial applications and utilizing a voice user interface to improve capability and accuracy and productivity for those applications are all really doing their homework. They're looking at what we would consider in the WMS perspective market, the legacy type of systems that have been around for a long, long time that are server-based and very proprietary and really do only one or two things. And when we get a lot of interest is customers and companies like Cabela's, who currently have 14 different voice projects ongoing because they understand that the capability of our product, which can be utilized in many different areas of an enterprise across the organization, again, maintenance and repair and all different kinds of areas, once the technology is really understood, that the sky is really the limit. And that's what we really try to get across in terms of our real value proposition, is it's just not one and done. You can really start to take a look at all those different types of applications that empower industrial mobility applications and put a voice user interface to those so that you can really take advantage of the capability and the technology that's available today on some of these very, very powerful handheld devices. So that would be my advice, is just to do the research and understand that there is a technology out there that can voice enable your application on the device that you're using, and that's Vanguard Voice.
He is Bob Bova, the President and Chief Executive Officer of Vanguard Voice Systems, the innovative provider of AccuSpeech mobile voice solutions, and the website, once again, is vanguardvoice.com. Bob, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome, and this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.